This is Ozarks at Large. According to the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, about 42,000 Arkansans cast absentee ballots in the 2018 election. Officials say that number could double or triple as more people vote absentee because of the pandemic. Voters are being urged to vote early to ensure their ballots arrive on time. And planning ahead is just one complexity facing Arkansans casting their ballots from overseas. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Daniel Huck grew up in Taneytown and studied mechanical engineering at the University of Arkansas. He earned his master's degree at a university near Berlin and has been working in Hamburg, Germany for the last year. When he cast his absentee ballot 4 years ago, Huck says he wasn't familiar with the process and likely didn't give himself enough time.
And I had never really gone through the process or thought about it too much until I got here. And then I think by the time I started doing the paperwork and everything, it was already kind of late in the process. So if the ballot and everything got there in time and postmarked and everything, I don't really know. But this time I feel more prepared because this year after, as it's the second time, and knowing that it takes a little bit more time, it's a little bit more complex than I had, I guess, kind of imagined. Definitely done a bit more reading and trying to kind of troubleshooting along the way here. So this time it's been better, I would say, but it's more complicated than I had originally anticipated when I moved here.
One of the first issues he encountered this time around was accessing the absentee ballot information on the Arkansas Secretary of State's website.
I was trying to go through the arkansas.gov page to see what is the state guidance on this, and there are links for it for overseas citizens and everything, but every single link associated to arkansas.gov was either blocked, or I got an error message every time and weird hyperlinks, but all the error, you know, contact us if there's an error, like none of that also works. So I couldn't even email them.
From there, Huck did some research and was able to access the Federal Voting Assistance Program's website, which had information on how to request an absentee ballot. Then he encountered another issue.
There's instructions. It comes with the printout for the envelope and the postage included on it, right? But that only works for domestic mail. So it was a little bit confusing to me. Should I still print it and put foreign postage on it? And it was not clear at all on what exactly I was supposed to do with that, because it seemed required. You have to print this thing, and there was nowhere to print that. No one does that here anymore.
Huck was able to email the site, and a representative clarified how to mail his application.
It's minor things, but to me, I read the language of the instructions, and I think, you know, if I don't do it this way, it might just, you know, everything fails, and everything has a month, you know, or weeks lag time. So if I mess up the first time, I might not be able to redo it in time.
Because of the pandemic, more people will be allowed to vote absentee. But Huck says even before the emergence of COVID-19, there was confusion about the requirements to vote absentee.
I remember last time being confused, can I actually vote overseas if I'm not military, if I'm just voting? That was a little bit confused to me. I assumed I could, but I didn't know if there's another method via going to the embassy, as an example. Because a lot of international friends, they always just go to the embassies and they always ask me, why don't you just go there? I say, because we can't.
Daniel Huck has mailed off his application and is awaiting receipt of his absentee ballot. He says he feels less stressed than 4 years ago because he's given himself more time.
This time I feel more prepared, as long as timing and mail both directions works out okay. But also on the, I guess, more personal side of it, I feel this year much more engaged, like wanting to do this and not just to cast a ballot. Like I know in Arkansas, the likelihood of it going, the election going one way or the other, it's pretty solid if you look at the numbers. Like, it, of course, people say it, like, it's not going to make a difference, but I don't think that that's a, I don't think that's something to rest on. Things do change, and yeah, I think I'm just feeling more empowered for one vote to be one vote.
Leslie Bellamy is the director of elections for the Arkansas Secretary of State's office and says if absentee voters abroad are having issues accessing the state's website, they should try reaching out to their county clerk's office.
In general, that's the fastest method. We have all the documentation on our website, but since we're not the registrar or the custodians of the ballots, it's actually quicker to go through their local county clerk's office.
Bellamy says if someone is having an issue accessing the state's website, they could also call her office and speak with their system specialist to make sure the error isn't something on the state's end. Bellamy says people have run into issues accessing their website in the past.
And sometimes it's just a matter of switching browsers. You know, our campaign finance systems had the same problem. Sometimes it, you know, if you go to Chrome instead of Safari, it pulls up. So we would be able to help that individual walk through those issues. And then if he still wasn't able to, we could get the ballot application and pack it to him through email in a different method.
Despite issues like wait times with the mail or technical glitches accessing online applications, Daniel Huck says he's glad he is able to cast his vote while living abroad.
I think I really appreciate and am a little bit curious or slash worried about the effect of all the different kind of barriers that get in the way, like every little thing that can prevent people from voting. Right. I felt like I was pretty determined this year. Like pretty small issues standing in the way. I wouldn't say anything major standing in the way of getting it done. But complexity in and of itself can be a reason why people wouldn't do it. Right. And convenience is really important for something like voting. That's something you don't do often. And at the same time, you might feel like it doesn't really matter in some cases. So all those together, I think that's the main feeling that I'm getting to is an appreciation for maybe why complexity exists, but also the downstream effects of that. It can be, you know, somewhat having kind of a chilling effect on people's wants to participate.
Absentee ballots will begin being mailed out September 18th. According to the Washington County Clerk's website, if you're an overseas citizen who requested an absentee ballot more than 30 days prior to the election, your ballot must be received by the county clerk's office no later than 10 days after the election. If you requested the absentee ballot less than 30 days prior to the election, your ballot must be received by the county clerk's office no later than 7:30 p.m. on election day. More information is available at the Secretary of State's website at sos.arkansas.gov. You can also contact your local county clerk's office. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.